Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. Thank you for calling today. I'd like to encourage you out of God's Word. I'd like you to look at Psalm 106 with me and remember how easy it is to forget God. You know, we're called to love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. But it is possible for a man to grow cold in his love for his wife, his children, his work, and even his God, most dreadfully. All those things have their priorities, but God must be first. Psalm 106, starting with verse 13, says, "They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert." So Israel, after seeing all the great things, hearing all the words of God, seeing the Egyptians brought to nothing, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. I wish that seeing great things would be enough to convince us that God was real. But the Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I don't care what it is. It's great to see the great works of God. But he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And God had told him, when you enter the land and you get full, you can forget me. You can lose me. You can go your own way. They lusted exceedingly, and they tempted God. And it says in verse 15, and he gave them their request. Isn't that amazing? That God will give us what we want sometimes. It's not what we need. It's not his will. You just go and live for yourself, and God will let you go. He'll let you do your thing. And he gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. Verse 16, they envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of God. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. And the fire was kindled in their company, and the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things for them in Egypt. I just want us to remember these words. In all your busyness and all your life, we must remember God. We must not forget God, and especially to remember Calvary, what Jesus did for us to reconcile us to God, to pay the price for our sin, and to give us more than just a religion. But the Bible says that he gives us the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost sent down from God. He went back to God, sent the Holy Ghost, and now he gives the Holy Ghost to his believers, to his children, so that now we have a counselor built in. We have that new heart, that new spirit, and we're not just walking with God, but God in us. Wow. Think about that and have a great day.